both local and non-local broadcast to catch that context.
You can report back.
See how it's there. And
I'm too exhausted after compiling my list. So I just I'm not going to go listen.
Busy signal. That's what I get when I call you.
WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Hudson, listener-supported radio in Greene and Columbia counties.
Lucy Lyon, the king of beasts.
Music from elsewhere and beyond.
Huge elephant trumpet across the plains.
Imaginary soundtracks to unmade foreign films.
And there are rhinos. Those craggy creatures surviving from a bygone age.
Snack Point Charlie. Hosted by Jeff Economy. Every first Wednesday from 10 p.m. to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Max Hamill of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
In 1879, a small group of believers and practitioners of the new spiritualist movement journeyed to a destination a few miles south of Niagara Falls and founded the community of Lilyville, a meeting place for mediums and metaphysical thought. Today, Lilyville is the oldest spiritualist community in America, and perhaps the world.
Many have come here lately, searching. They want to know where everyone went.
It was purposely settled as close to the Falls of Niagara as possible, believing the waterfall and the surrounding area held more than just natural power.
Jim. Some call him Big Jim because he's big. Or Big Psychic Jim because he is a big psychic. But his big clairvoyance has been blocked by grief, so he's come here seeking answers as to the whereabouts of his son, Little Psychic Jim. His boy went missing with hundreds of other aspiring psychics while on a psych hike in the Niagara Mountains. They sent in a dog to find them, but the dog went missing too. There have been several others visiting Lilyville, looking to locate loved ones who went missing on that same retreat. Some believe they were abducted by aliens. Some think they were swallowed by a landfill sinkhole in them hills made of trash. But most fear that the group of psychic water farmers who organized the retreat, a group known as the Sunflower Cult, has something to do with the mass disappearance. That's certainly what Annie believes. A nice couple that her and her husband used to hang out with, Soft Swap, also vanished. Maybe they are gone forever. Maybe they will come back someday, all weird and tripped out.
The founders and current inhabitants of Lilyville see the falls as a place of mystical significance, both haunted and protected by the most ancient of spirits.
Many are here in Lilyville, grieving, desperate, looking for answers. Here's one now, passing through the gates, street parking, grabbing her purse full of $10,000 that she's willing to exchange for contact, for peace of mind. How does it all work? This Lilyville industry.
Lilyville is not only known for their psychics, but they are also home of the world-famous Lilyville soft pretzels.
She asks where, she asks why again, and again she needs answers. Her hand clenches other hand. She wants to hear him one more time, find closure. She bursts into a weep, her foot taps, mechanically. The churning leg milks her grief into the unseen pseudo-alchemical chambers, working below.
Yes. This is the same Lilyville as the popular Lilyville soft pretzel chain, found in many rest stops along the East Coast.
Every drop of that grief is collected through a network of tubes, glass, and copper channels, terminating in bubbling beakers and fat-bellied iron vessels. The sobs, the moment of release, moaning, wailing, and all that waft from those in mourning, is pulled under the floorboards by hot vacuum filling tanks of longing and sorrow jars. Some of the last known glass jars on the East Coast. It's oozing through clear glass, smoking back up in a miasma that helps the seer see, helps the mediums make out the shapes in the invisible yielding air. Lilyville processed pain is the philosopher's stone of the mystics of this quaint little village.
In 1989, Marion Winfield of Lilyville started selling her unique soft pretzels on a roadside along a busy section of Route 33, and her salty, buttery, garlic-stuffed doughy knots were a hit.
Shelley is 83 years old. She's lived in Lilyville for the past 100 years, and she's still riding her bike through the streets every morning, dumping hot ash under the tombstones, washing the sacred stump. The look in her eye is alive, smelling of cardamom. Too viral. Ravishing is Shelley, with skin so youthful, blessed by the tears of joy and agony sucked out silently and mixed with the elixirs that moisturizes her skin, softens her dough. She parties. God, the parties here in Lilyville. All night. Hard and frisky.
Full swamp.
I should have settled with the Mormon lady.
Mr. Small, a medium, never catches cold, has a mood like a rainbow, and has helped people connect to those on the other side. Well, he himself will live the long life on this side, thanks to the captured grief sweat boiled in flasks, prepped to be exchanged for the power to hear the dead crystal clear. The hazy sizzle of a ghost touch, quick as a flash, might have said, I wait for thee, my lovely sister, or was it, I'm watering my lovely toaster.
Her first Lilyville soft pretzel stand opened at the Angola Travel Plaza in 1991. And since then, 11 more stands have opened statewide and now include other flavors like salted caramel, jalapeno cheddar, and pizza.
A transformation takes place. An excess of pathos in one end and magic out the other. Out the window, one can see the pet cemetery, where the locals bury their loyal animal companions and children under 5. Into the blonde helmets go the gravity. Mothers mourning their dead kids, kids missing their dead folks. Lonely husbands and wives waiting for the message with open wounds crying out to suture themselves with the stitches of a sign, a door, an assurance that the dead are at peace and joinable. It has a smell, a weight, and even a taste. Such things as a deep cup of regret and hot fresh anguish. Hotter than a pretzel straight out of the oven.
Back in July, there was nothing. Like, there was, and then actually days later, the stuffed animal appeared because last Christmas.
At an average reading, no less than a giant spirit can be contacted, given the right dose of trap fumes rising up from the reservoir of countless tears, waxing the faces of the bereaved with a lavender Vaseline, as if waiting for the pressing of a jelly death mask mold to be sold at a later point at the local ghost shop. Lilyville, neither sinister nor beneficent, neither scam nor bargain. A duty-free shop on the borders of life and death and science and spirit is all. Come, bring your deepest feelings. They shall be cooked, smoked, and snorted through old seance cones for stronger cuticles and clairvoyance skills. Here's another customer. Did you feel it? Did you see it? Want, saw, what, see, speak, you, wait, can't, what, tick you. A rip-off? No, not quite. The moisture is the message.
Another little-known fact. Microwaves are not allowed in the town of Lilyville.
And ultimately, the seekers are told what they want to hear. The psychic hikers will return. Drip, drip. They miss you and love you. Drop, drop. You will wake up someday soon and they will be there as if nothing happened. Plop. And there is some truth to it. The seers know. They will return. But in what form, they cannot tell.
Because I don't look on the internet to find, you know, that you can just go right to the internet, you can look, you know what beanie babies are? No, I mean, as a intuitive, you can't really see my room, right?
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
You ready? Okay, go.
Use that as is for the album. Okay, I'm gonna listen to it back now. I gotta go back to work.
Our volunteers dedicate many hours to the sanctuary and to Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and we're always excited when volunteer work leads to bigger opportunities. Kaylin McPherson is a regular voice on this program, and we invited him to talk with us about what this opportunity at Hudson Mohawk Magazine has been like, and how this gave him the skill set to be hired as the WAMC control room operator. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, great to have you. So you have produced a series of interviews. You've produced a series interviewing radio producers from around the country, and you began your work training for radio at the New School. So why is radio exciting for you?
Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. I actually didn't want to go into radio at first. Right out of high school, I went into college and was going to go aviation and go work in aviation, but quickly realized this is not what I want to do. I don't want to. And so it took me a little bit, but I found that I liked acting a little bit, but I didn't want to be on stage. I have terrible stage fright. And so I did some research and I found that radio is the best of both worlds. You get a little bit of acting, you get a little bit of production, you get a little bit of this. And so I kind of fell in love with it.
So your radio series, Radio is Dying, is radio dying? You interviewed radio producers from around the country. You know, what are some of the things you heard from others about the importance of radio?
I heard that, yes, we're having troubles looking into the future of radio, but it's mostly with that younger generation that we haven't figured out how to reach this younger generation because they're not listening in their cars. They're not listening in conventional ways as the older generation was.
I still listen in my radio, in my car.
I know, I do too. I do too. I listen in my car. I'm just saying it's just changing. And the other thing is a lot of the stations I interviewed were low power stations. And so one of the things you have to think about with a low power station is how do you still have the same voice as a big full power station? And a lot of these people, they did not just radio. They had art associated with it, or they had a performance space, or they had music or whatever, you know, on and so forth.
Mm, right. Like the Sanctuary, it's not the radio. The radio is not the main thing of the Sanctuary. It's actually a very small, small portion of it, which is how we're able to sustain it. So much of your work at Hudson Mohawk Magazine has been as an engineer. Can you take us through the experience of being trained as an engineer and operating our programming and now training other engineers to work for Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
So the first thing I want to say is I started the new school in 2020. I had 1 week of in-person training at the new school and then we went remote. So I have barely been on a board. I had barely been on a board my whole time in radio. And so I came in and I started hosting and I knew that if I was ever going to make it, I needed some board experience. So I kind of worked my way. I did little things here and there and eventually I made it to the board. Now with the board, when I say board, I mean the soundboard, from the mics to the sound you hear from the interviews to the music that you hear at the start of the show, it all goes through the engineer. At first, I will be honest with you, I was not good. It took a lot of time to learn. Because if you do make a mistake, most of the time listeners won't be able to hear it. But if you make a big enough mistake, your listeners will be able to tell. Now, I've realized training somebody that how I thought I would train somebody is different than how I should train somebody. You know, I thought I could just give them all this information and let them run with it. But no, it's you have to take them every step of the way and really sit down and make sure they understand everything of the board.
So now that you're at WAMC, you know, what are the type of, I don't know, skills that you're learning over there that you didn't pick up from Hudson Mohawk? And is there anything you suggest we should be changing based now on your knowledge of how WAMC operates?
WAMC, as somebody, I'm a control room operator, so I don't just operate the board there. I operate the board not for just one show, but for many shows. I also make sure our transmitters are up and running. We have, what is it? We've got 20 some transmitters that broadcast to 7 different states. So if one of them is out, I probably will hear from a listener who calls in. I make sure that, you know, on the weekdays, when I'm on my weekday shift, that we have smooth transitions from one show to another. The hosts are audible, that they have the cuts. I have the cuts ready to play for them. If we have for the roundtable, if someone's calling in, I have them pulled up and ready to go. Make sure we have music ready for certain things. And on the weekends, it's a little bit more chill. It's more pre-recorded programs. So I play it off a playlist or, you know, once in a while, like Saturday nights, we have Hudson River Sampler. which is live, but I throw it to her and she takes over the board. The other one that is actually one of the harder challenging ones is Live at the Linda Live, which broadcasts Live at the Linda broadcast every week, every Sunday night, but at the last Sunday of every month is Live at the Linda Live, and we go broadcast live from Linda. So I'm communicating from my space in WAMC across the street, telling them, hey, we're going right to you, get ready. And yeah.
All right, well, we have just a minute left. So you mentioned that engineering is difficult. How easy is it to get involved as an engineer, specifically here, as you are training some engineers for Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
At the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, we have dedicated staff who will make it very easy to start as an engineer. Between me and Sina, and even Joan will be happy or will pitch in to help. So we have so many
dedicated
volunteers.
I'll just say that you and Joan are volunteers, so staff. But
yes.
All the comrades here, there's a great support system.
Yes, and if you have questions, we're always available to answer them. You know, we're not going to just say, here's the board, have fun, bye. We're going to make sure you're comfortable with the board. You know, we're going to make sure you have no questions. We're going to make sure I'm getting the time to go. So I'm going to flip it back to the host.
Yeah, it's been great to talk with you, Mark.
Next here is a recording from the band Stars Like Fleas. From their 2008 album, Early Riser, it was recorded live at Wave Farm. See if you can hear the Green County Birds singing along.
Thank you.
Next, we hear Phantom Shakedown, which Annie Gosfield says, quote, I performed live on piano, accompanied by samples of detuned and prepared piano, a grinding cement mixer, the howl of a malfunctioning shortwave radio, and a mixed din of tube noise and other failing technologies, unquote.
Thank you.
That was Annie Gosfield's Phantom Shakedown. Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio. We'll be right back. Next, we hear from radio artist Scanner and the Wireless Rupture mix of his song Trawl with Bill Laswell. It was released in 2021.
Esto demuestra que no aceptan a los políticos tradicionales. Quieren una persona más capacitada para esa posición. Por eso, Golisano es una esperanza para Nueva York. El 8 de noviembre, usted puede votar por uno de esos dos políticos que lleva más de una década viviendo de los contribuyentes.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. At the tone, record your reply to... Selena Harper. Then press hush.